But lots of weird things happened. I used to do the commercials for, they were called Mrs. Marshall's Pies then. It's Bama Pie now because it's Paula Marshall Chapman. Her father had the business at that time, and they were called Mrs. Marshall's. And I did the commercials for them live. And I remember one day Mr. Marshall, brought the live pies down to set up. And they had to be kind of slanted so they would prop them up from the back or they wouldn't show because cameras were not as versatile as they are in these days, as you may remember, because you did a little early day stuff up in the Northland,
I remember.
Without a beard. I can't believe that. But anyway, he had set these pies up, and I just glanced out of the corner of my eye, and the cherry pie, the filling was so good and so full that it broke out of the crust and it was running all over everywhere. That was kind of hard to deal with at the time. And then one day on a Sears commercial, I called them frugs all through the thing. That was fun. And, of course, you can't take it back when you do it live.
Frugs was the name
of another
store. It was a department store,
local store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happened to get frugs in your
mind. And, of course, my coffee story is the funniest one. It didn't happen to me, but that was the funniest one, along with the little lady that I had on my show at Channel 8 who was promoting the county fair. She was from Hobart, and she looked like Mary Poppins, John. She was a sweet little old lady, about my age now, I think, probably. If anybody else got that old, I'm not sure. She had a little hat on, and I'm sure it must have had a flower sticking out of the top. That I don't remember. What I do remember is she was promoting the fair by telling about her craft and so forth, and she made rugs. I said to her, Mrs. So-and-so, live, mind you, on camera, how long have you been making rugs? And she said, oh, honey, I've been a hooker all my life. Well, the camera started shaking. I could see on the monitor that the guys were just having a fit. They were coming unglued. And I said, oh, yes, my mother taught me to be a hooker when I was just a little girl. And so we had funny things.
Did you start laughing?
I'm sure she did.
She probably had no idea. You let it go. She had no idea what she was saying.
I didn't. In those days, you didn't. You know, I never could have gotten away with saying what they say on television these days. Wouldn't want to. Learned early on you don't say anything anywhere close to a microphone or a television camera, and you don't make any gestures anywhere close to a television camera that you don't want seen all over the world, even if you think it's not going out over the air. You don't know that.
That is right. You don't happen to remember a commercial that you could just jump into right now because you did it so many times.
Oh, gosh. There were too many of them.
I understand. Sometimes.
But I became known as the Wilson gal for a while because I did Wilson Meats an awful lot. I remember those very well, and Johnson products.
Wax products?
The wax products. It was when Pledge was first coming in.